This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. There are several ways to learn and celebrate during Black History Month in Colorado, CPR's Eden Lane reports.
Programs at Colorado State University are themed Black Print, the Original Blueprint, recognizing the influence of Black and African culture on the larger American culture. And throughout February, the Colorado Springs Pioneer Museum highlights unique facts and history surrounding Black history in that city. At CU Boulder, the International Film Series is collaborating with groups across campus to feature films selected by Black community members. Colorado musicians are also celebrating with performances around the state. You can see a list of events at cpr.org. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
It's a mixed bag for Colorado businesses so far this year. CU's Executive Director of Business Research, Brian Lewandowski, says the economic outlook is dimming for the second half of this year, with consumer spending slowing down in the U.S.
That's the backdrop that we have as we think about a slow growth environment in 2023.
A growing number of businesses were behind on their registration filings at the end of last year. Still, there was a spike in the number of new companies formed as well, according to a report from the Secretary of State and CU. Some state lawmakers want Colorado to do more to combat eating disorders. A Democratic bill up for a hearing today would create the State Office of Disordered Eating Prevention. It would coordinate with other public health efforts and healthcare companies to try to address gaps in care and create outreach materials to let youth in particular know about their options for treatment. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 106. Coming up next, it's Here and Now, and when the show starts, we'll get an update on Tyree Nichols. It's a sunny day in Colorado with highs in the 30s and 40s.